Money and markets. The markets have started off strong this year. It's beginning to look like an election year market. The S&P moved up through 1,300. The U.S. dollar index is holding over 80. Lots of other things up, including silver and gold. The beneficiary, no doubt, of Fukushima. General Motors reported this week that they've returned to their spot as the number one global automaker, beating Toyota, who had taken over the lead in 2007. So everything is looking hunky-dory in the United States right now, but there's serious trouble underneath the carpet. We saw the forces of decentralization really assert themselves this week. There's an old New Jersey street saying, I've used this quote at the front of my book about Dylan Reed and the aristocracy of stock profits. The saying is, make a law, make a business. Washington's efforts to make laws that will assert fascist control of the global economy are frightening, particularly because they're so destructive to markets and to equity. We saw a blackout on Wednesday in response to the House Stop Online Piracy Act, the proposed act, and the Senate is the Protect IP Act. So you're seeing acronyms SOPA and PIPA. And thousands of websites were blacked out, Wikipedia, the most famous. We had a banner up on our site participating as well with a link to the explanation of Electronic Frontier Foundation of what the problems with that bill are. Needless to say, if we find ourselves in a situation where the government can turn off any website or internet provider, we're talking about a world where the value of any given business that depends on the internet is really completely dependent on politics. So your equity is worthless other than as a proprietary of the U.S. government. We saw Ron Powell come out strongly to reverse the provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act, and a very passionate email today from Foster and Kimberly Gamble of Thrive encouraging that we all sign the petition to reverse the National Defense Act. I've signed that petition. I've also emailed my congressman and senator about internet privacy, and I encourage you to do the same. You'll find lots of links up on the website. Part of the shocking stories in that was Sheriff Mack, Richard Mack, who was on the Solari Report, wonderful retired sheriff from Arizona and a real supporter of the Constitution and the power of the sheriff under the Constitution, was organizing a conference. PayPal withheld $40,000 of his money, and it certainly not only makes you nervous about the efforts to really use the internet to do good, but also about the insecurity of PayPal. To make matters worse, we see two of the best congressmen in the House, Marcy Kaptur and Dennis Kucinich, now pitted against each other in the primaries in Ohio. One of the most bizarre redistricting between Toledo and Cleveland is now going to pit those two against each other, so only one can come out and win. And believe you me, they're both very, very valuable members of Congress. I'd hate to lose either one of them. The deflation on Main Street continues. Although we're seeing unprecedented increases in the money supply, if you look at the squabbles over capital, we continue to see real efforts to direct capital in certain directions and keep it from going elsewhere. On internationally, the one colleague sent me a circular that came from their central bank in the Middle East saying that they would not send or receive wires to seven sanctioned countries, including Iran. So you just see the tightening of the vise. But tremendous number of reports to me over the last 2 weeks from Main Street on capital, on banks cutting back, loans being harder to get. One story from an attorney that was unbelievable, I just got permission to read it today. They told of a mortgage owned by a big bank using Fannie Mae. Let me just read it to you. They committed fraud by filing a mortgage assignment purporting to transfer the mortgage from one place to the bank. They backdated documents. They served papers on the borrower, giving her notice to leave, which she believed was legal. She is a professional and widow with a young son who had defaulted because due to illness. She needed a loan modification. The bank told her she had to default to get a loan modification. They have never foreclosed. They made changes to documents long after she had signed them. They forced placed property insurance to an affiliate, raising the annual premium by $6,000 a year after she moved to live with her mother because she had nowhere else to go. They told her she didn't qualify for a HAMP loan because she did not live in the property. They broke into the house and plastered it from the inside with no trespassing and their big bank name signs. This is while it was on the market. This was a pristine $500,000 house she put an additional $40,000 into that is now a mess. The borrower had put down $120,000 down payment for an interest-only loan. And so, you know, I get many, many stories like this of dirty tricks and cutting off capital to both families and small business. And it's one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to being in the Rogue Valley, Oregon next week. We're going to be talking about community currency and all sorts of other nuts and bolts mechanisms that people can use to reverse the kind of deflation that's going on and build liquidity. Speaking of liquidity, I had the opportunity to read Kickstarter's year-end sort of wrap-up and their best stories of the year. It turns out through crowdfunding, they've now raised $100 million for projects. Meantime, the legislation to make crowdfunding available to do equity investment is still dead in the water. The theory is that it would promote a lot of fraud. It's always funny to compare the kind of fraud you could see on small business and crowdfunding for equity in communities and compare it to the lotteries. Lotteries drain millions and millions and billions of dollars out of small communities and out of communities all across the country. And there's no small business venture capital that could be more money-losing or dangerous or fraudulent than the fundamental economics of the lottery.